Welcome to my commentary on 2 Thessalonians. This section, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Remember, Paul is most likely on his deathbed in a Roman prison. He would soon be executed. With that in mind, verse 1 says, "Finally, brothers, pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored just as it was with you." Remember here that Paul is on his deathbed and he is still asking people to pray, not for him, but for the gospel, that it would spread. Now, I once had this question asked to me, actually just a couple of weeks back. If you knew you were going to die, say you were in an Iranian prison and you knew you were going to be tortured to death, would it be right to take a pill to kill yourself or slit your wrist to kill yourself to basically die quicker? Well, this is my answer to this question, and I think it applies to Paul. Paul would have viewed his public execution, which was probably being beheaded, as his final witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't think Paul would take the magic pill to kill himself before Nero's soldiers killed him. Public execution for the first century Christians was their final witness to the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2 says, And pray that we may be delivered from wicked men and evil men, for not everyone has faith. Well, we know from Philippians 1 that Paul would rather have died to be with Jesus. The only reason why he said he wanted to hang around here in this world was so he could minister to those who God called him. He's praying here in verse 2 that he would actually be delivered. Verse 1, he was praying for the gospel. Verse 2, he was praying for deliverance, but not just so he could live longer, but so he could preach longer. Not everyone had faith, Paul said. Nero's soldiers, the majority of the city of Rome, had no faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Their faith was in polytheistic gods, number of gods. And even that, for many Romans, that was, like many liberal so-called church Christians today, it wasn't really a strong conviction. Matter of fact, many Romans, they understood their gods, but many of them didn't really believe in their gods. Many of them were moving more towards a philosophy that would dictate their lives than anything else. Verse 3, "But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one." Now he's saying the Lord's going to protect you, Thessalonians, from the evil one. And Jesus will protect us from the devil. That's who the evil one is. Sometimes he allows the devil to tempt us, to test our faith. Beyond that, there is protection in the Lord. Now, who killed Paul? Who beheaded Paul? Obviously, it was Nero's soldiers. But was the devil behind that? You might say he was. But you must remember that the devil is the tool of God. Ultimately, the devil serves God's purposes. It may be hard to figure out, but the Antichrist himself, who the devil will incarnate himself into, is really God's tool to help judge a rebellious Israel. Verse 4, "We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command." Now, the word command here from the Greek, it's not a dictatorial command. It's really an announcement, a passing along of information. Paul was an apostle, there is a measure of apostolic authority to the one who has this ministry as being an apostle, but it's not a dictatorial authority. Paul was not a dictator. He was passing on information to the Thessalonians from Jesus himself, and Paul just expected them to obey, to follow through on the information that he was passing on to them. That's how we should understand the word command here. Paul was not a dictator. Verse 5 says, "May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance." So often Paul, in the same sentence, in the same phrase, links God the Father with the Lord Jesus Christ. The God the Christians serve is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's God's love that Paul says, may your hearts be directed to. And it's the perseverance that Jesus persevered while he was on earth. Really, Jesus' very existence, even prior to his three-year ministry, was a perseverance. He wasn't used to living in a human body. He had to have persevered many things long before he entered ministry, long before the Garden of Gethsemane, and long before the cross. But obviously, the Garden of Gethsemane, that last week, the cross, was a major perseverance. And Paul is saying to these Thessalonians, you guys must persevere just as your Lord and Savior has persevered, because really, in the long run, many of you will end up in a similar death as your Savior died. We will continue on in the next section.